Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place and I want to talk face to face. Well, digitally face to face. And I wanted to talk about mucus, inflammation, and what foods cause mucus and or inflammation in your body. Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into this episode of Cut to the Chase at 8. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this episode. So here's how I'm always curious about different topics because there's so much different information out there and you could probably research it countless ways and you can find people who are totally against something and people who are totally for something. But this is just me Googling and being curious about a subject and sharing with you where my curiosity led me. So, and I don't believe that saying that says curiosity harms the cat. I believe that curiosity can actually help you heal the cat. Okay, so inflammation is a process by which the body's white blood cells and substances they produce protect us from infection with foreign organisms such as bacteria and viruses. And there are autoimmune diseases, and with autoimmune diseases, the body's normal protective immune system causes damage to its own tissue that causes inflammation. So I found this interesting article, and it is entitled, 21 Foods That Trigger Mucus Production and 21 Foods That Reduce It. And this is from the Lung Institute. So it says our body's production of mucus is actually meant to keep us healthy as it serves as a sort of sticky tape that collects dust, bacteria, and other potentially harmful airborne particles so our body can get rid of these things more easily before they can have a chance to settle into our lungs. However, if you have COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, mucus production is often so excessive that it can actually hurt your health. Okay, so this article from the Lung Institute, of course, is probably a more extreme case of mucus, but in terms of, like, I know when I've eaten something that may have dairy in it, even though I'm vegan and or I really am more plant-based. And I say more plant-based because I do supplement my meals with nuts and or beans. So mucus producing foods. There are certain foods that when eaten can cause our bodies to produce even more mucus than ordinary or thicken the mucus that is already created. So before I talk about that, I was just saying for someone who really does not eat a lot of meat or dairy products, one of the things that I notice is if I have a little bit of whatever, something that has dairy and or a byproduct of something that I shouldn't have, I get a little, it's almost like a kind of like a cold. It's not a lot of mucus, but it is like I'm spitting up and or spitting out whatever is the byproduct of the mucus. So this sounds really extreme in terms of, you know, probably someone who's probably used to producing a lot of mucus. But anyway, okay, it says, therefore, avoiding these items can help ease the chronic mucus problems typically experienced with COPD. With that thought in mind, here are 21 mucus-causing or mucus-thickening foods to consider removing from your diet. Number one, red meat. Number two, milk. Number three, cheese. Number four, yogurt. Number five, ice cream. Number six, butter. Number seven, eggs. Number eight, bread. Nine, pasta. 10, cereal. 11, bananas. Ah, I didn't know that. Number 12, cabbage. 13, potatoes. 14, corn and corn products. Who knew? I don't eat corn anyway because I think it's not a digestible anything. And because they're generally genetically modified, I don't do corn. Number 15, soy products. Number 16, sweet desserts, which is one of the reasons why I pulled back from sugar. 17, candy. 18, coffee. 19, tea. 20, soda. 21, alcoholic beverages. I don't eat I don't drink caffeinated tea, and I definitely don't do soda. Maybe ginger beer every now and then, but alcoholic beverages, I don't do that either. So what is there left to eat? Foods that reduce mucus. While it may seem like you can't eat anything because all of the major food groups have already been wiped out, there are actually some foods left that have the ability to reduce your mucus production. Okay, so let's talk about the foods that you can, the 21 foods that you can eat that may reduce mucus. It says that it may reduce. Actually, it says foods that reduce. It does not say may, but this is from the Lung Institute. So the first one on the list is salmon. Number two is tuna. I say there are mercury or low mercury cans of tuna. Number three, sardines, which I don't like. Four, flounder. Number five, pumpkin. Number six, pumpkin seeds. Seven, grapefruit. Eight, pineapple. Nine, watercress. I love those. Celery, pickles, onions. And they have some great pickles that are, instead of vinegar, they use apple cider vinegar, which I love. And garlic. Number 14 is honey. 15, ginger. 16, lemon. 17, cayenne pepper, which is one of the two things that I season my food with, which is also Bragg's amino liquid acids. But I try to do a coconut version instead of the regular Bragg's because it has soy in it. And 18, chamomile. 19, olive oil. 20, broth and decaffeinated tea. It says if you or your loved one suffers from COPD, emphysema, pulmonary fibrosis, or other symptoms of lung disease, the Lung Institute offers a variety of cellular treatment options. So there you have it. I thought that was really interesting in terms of 21 foods. I thought it was going to be a total of 21 foods, but it's a total of 21. So it's actually a total of 42. 21 foods that cause mucus and 21 foods that are going to fight mucus. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and we will chat tomorrow. And remember, Monday through Thursday, it is health because it truly is your wealth. Thanks for listening.